Audio 59.
I must say we're very happy with your overall performance this year. What do you consider were your successes and failures?
Well, one success certainly was helping to produce the in-house magazine. I thought it was well produced with interesting content. I really enjoyed doing it, particularly interviewing colleagues from other countries for the staff profile column.
Yes, and I think you demonstrated great prioritizing skills, especially with the tight deadlines you had to meet.
How can I improve my chances of working more with international colleagues?
Well, you ought to sign up to one of our language courses. That'll put you in a better position for being selected when international projects come up. It's a pity we didn't think about this when you joined us. If you'd started a language course then, you'd be quite proficient now.
Okay. Can I identify that as a personal goal for the coming year?
Of course.
What I didn't enjoy was when the magazine budget was cut. We had to lose a couple of staff on the editorial team, and I ended up doing most of the work myself.
You shouldn't have been expected to take on so much. I noticed your overtime hours were quite high at that time. Look, if this happens again, you need to let us know.
Okay.
Are there any areas you feel you need to improve on?
No, not really.
All right. One area I'd like to mention is training. You turned down an office management course we offered you. Why was that?
I didn't think I really needed it. Besides, we were short-staffed. If Katie hadn't left, I probably would have done the course.
You really should have done that course. I think it would have helped you deal with your workload better.
Yes. If I'd known that at the time, I might have done it.
I think you certainly need to focus on gaining some more qualifications. Let's put this course on your list of goals for the coming year, too. Now, were there any constraints that affected your performance?
Well, I mentioned that we're short-staffed, and despite all this extra work, to be honest, I found it difficult to delegate. How should I do this?
You need to start by maybe looking at the... Good. So that brings us on to the office environment and resources. You've managed to create a very positive atmosphere in the new office. The move went very smoothly, thanks to your team's organization.
Thanks.
On a less positive note, you could have thought a bit more about the call center, Rhoda. Feedback from that department has been poor.
I know. If we'd taken the old system to our new location, the rota would have been easier to organize. But no one likes the new scheduling program. What's the best way to solve this, do you think?
I'll need to look into it. Let's arrange a meeting to discuss it next week.
Thanks. We could do with some training on the new program. There are some functions we don't really understand.
I'll check the budget.
If there's enough money, I'd also like another software program. I've already spoken to IT about it.
Okay. Put your request in an email and I'll consider it.
Thank you. And while we're talking about money, could we discuss...